We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Parak Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 2. So remember, again, in last year we focused on the teaching of Rabbi Hananya, Skana Kohanim. Now we continue in this Mishnah with the teaching of Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. So Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan said that two people who sit and there are not words of Torah between them, Hare Zemoshav Leitzim. This is a gathering of Leitzim. So a Leitz, you know, you could translate as a fool, someone who's a mocker. So the Rabbi Yonah has a whole explanation of this. I want to draw your attention to the conclusion of his explanation. What does this mean? That if two people sit together and there's no Torah, it's Moshav Leitzim. In other words, I understand that two people are sitting together and there's no Torah. Of course, again, it's vacuous. It's empty. It's bereft of spirituality. But what is the meaning of a Moshav Leitzim? And he says something amazing. He says, Al ha'osim yeshiva shel keva, Adas lidaber b'divrei havai u'b'tilim b'divrei Torah. So essentially, what Rabbeinu Yonah says is, if two people are sitting together and they're not learning Torah, by definition, their assembly, their gathering, is going to descend into frivolity and inappropriate talk. The Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining, Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan is sensitizing us to the following idea, that in life, if you don't fill your time and you don't fill your moments with the right things, by definition, they get filled with the wrong things. We often use the refrain that there's no such thing as pariv in life. The only thing pariv you're going to find is maybe, you know, some utensils in your kitchen, some flatware in your kitchen, but serving pieces in your kitchen. But other than that, in life, it's either milchiks or fleishiks. It's either tame or it's tahar. You're either going up, it's either an aliyah or it's a yerida. So too, if people are sitting together, there's a choice. Either fill the time productively, but no, which is beautiful, divrei Torah. But know that if you don't fill it productively, it's not the pshat, okay, so I'm not doing anything great, but I'm also not doing anything bad. By definition, if time is not filled with something productive, then unfortunately it will become filled with something unproductive. That's the Moshav Leitzim. If you're not talking words of Torah, you're going to end up talking other words that are just simply inappropriate, unproductive, and not fruitful. And this is an incredible yisod in life in general. Either I'm productive or I'm unproductive. Now, productive doesn't always mean that I have to be actively engaged in something dynamically positive. For example, a person takes time to relax, person takes time to recharge, that's also productive, even though, again, that may be a lack of activity, but it's directed. It's directed. In life, a person has to live in a directed, purposeful way, always knowing that whatever I'm engaging in, there's a tachlis to it. Because if there's not a tachlis, if there's not productivity, then by definition, life becomes filled, the moments become filled with incredible base and unproductive behaviors. He goes on, conversely, aval shnayim shayoshev ha'oskim b'divrei Torah, but two people who do sit down and learn Torah together, shchina shruya b'neihem. So this, of course, is beautiful. This is an incredible, incredible idea that here, two people go ahead and they're getting together and they're learning Torah. So the Shechina, the divine presence, rests between them. The Rabbi Yonah explains, person might think, okay, two people sitting together learning Torah, very nice, very beautiful. But again, it's great, but it doesn't necessarily rank up there as the most incredible accomplishments in the universe. But just know that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that we have the ability to fill our time in all different kinds of ways. And so when two Jews sit together and they choose to fill their time for Torah with Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam stops what he's doing in order to be able to join them. Only el shnayim, Mishnah goes on. Only that's true with two people. How do I know that even if one person sits and learns Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu establishes for him great reward, get great reward? So ultimately, again, the Mishnah then goes on to quote the pasuk, Yeshev Badar Vidam Kinat Alav. The Rabbi Yonah says something so beautiful. So this is continuing on the same theme, that sometimes we do things in life and we think that they don't matter all that much. Okay, I did something nice. I learned a little Torah. I did a chesed. I did something nice. Great. Shkoyach for me. But in the grand cosmic scheme of things, we often think it's inconsequential. Comes Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan and says it's not true. There's no such thing as an inconsequential positive act. Every single act we do, every single maisa we do, if it is spiritually productive, then at the end of the day, that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops what he's doing in order to be able to take in the event. So if two people are learning Torah when they could have been otherwise occupied with other things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops and joins them. Even one person is learning Torah, because when one person learns Torah, he could have just easily been using that time and using those kohos to do something else, but he made a conscious decision to learn, that Ribono Shel Olam stops everything and joins that person. Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan impressing upon us the power of just the small good deeds that we have the ability to perform day in and day out. Now it happens that Rabbi Yonah quotes Rabbi Meir Halevi, and he says, "Minay shafilu echad shiyoshev ve'osei b'torah, ma'ala alav akosuf kilu hu levado kiyem es kol ha'torah kula." And so Rabbi Yonah writes something so beautiful. He quotes this Rabbi Meir Halevi, who says that the girsa of the Mishnah, the real version, the way to read the Mishnah is that if a person sits and learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps it, counts it as if he has upheld the entire Torah. So, again, then he quotes the Pasuk. So, it's a fascinating idea. What do you mean, keeping one, right? Learning Torah is like keeping, that if a person decides to sit and learn Torah, it's as if he's upheld the entire Torah. What does that mean? But the truth is, it makes a lot of sense when you view it in the light of Rabbi Hanani ben Trajan is trying to express to us. We have choices in life about what we do and how we do it. And we have choices in life about how we spend our time. The Ribono Shel Olam knows we have those choices because he gives us those choices. And when he sees that we choose wisely, when he sees that we give up the frivolity and the fleeting pleasures of this world to be able to engage in something eternal, beautiful, and meaningful, not only does he stop everything that he's doing in order to join us, but in his eyes, that is as great of accomplishment as one who has kept and learned the entire Torah. Incredible teaching, incredible piece of incredible Mishnah. Shkoyach, I won't stop here for today.